Hey, just quickly, I wanted to check on this. I mentioned earlier Greensboro Highway Patrol ran an operation, pulled over 54 trucks in 3 days, and got an enormous, well, list of problems on the line from Greensboro Highway Patrol Sergeant John Sabenga. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Okay, I see 54 trucks, 36 defect notices. That's amazing, isn't it?
There were a number of problems that were sort of found over the course of the operation. Firstly, I need to indicate there was many more than 54 trucks pulled over, and most of the vehicles that were pulled over were actually complying quite well with legislation. And also need to mention that we had the Victoria Police mechanics with the Greensboro Highway Patrol when the operation was done.
Ah, I see. Well, we've been misled by your good media people. Okay, so what percentage of trucks had problems or drivers had problems?
Overall, I suppose around 25%, which...
Well, that's bad enough, isn't it?
It is, but in saying that, it also indicates that there's a good number of truck drivers out there that are actually doing the right thing.
Okay, but 25% of them weren't. That's,
yes, that's correct.
Bad enough. If we've got 25% of cowboys getting around, that's a worry.
Yeah, and that's why we run these operations, to pick them up and to hopefully get them off our roads.
How serious were the defect notices?
Wide range. They went from cracks in windscreens obscuring driver vision all the way through to finding cracks in the chassis along the welds.
Oh.
Which obviously grounded the vehicle immediately.
Now, number of preliminary drug tests positive?
Four preliminary oral fluid tests.
Number of disqualified licences or cancel?
Just the two.
Just the two, that's good. Unlicensed driver?
Just the one.
Unroadworthy infringements?
Unroadworthy, just issued four. So, I understand there's been a number of not so complimentary comments on social media in relation to it, but in all honesty, with a large portion of the defect notices, we weren't actually issuing an infringement notice to go with it. It was merely a case of making sure the truck was made safe.
Okay, what size trucks are we talking about?
Anything from your small delivery vehicles right the way up to B-doubles.
Oh, but B-doubles, if they got a defect notice and roadworthy problems, are very dangerous, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Now, just recently, there was an issue with a truck that was found during one of our other operations where it was a prime mover on the Metropolitan Ring Road in Thomastown. And the front tyre of the truck burst, causing the truck to collide with the centre barrier. And when members from Greensboro Highway Patrol attended at the scene, found out that both front tyres on the truck were completely bald to the point they were splitting and cording was exposed.
Would you extrapolate these figures to say that 25% of trucks on the road we've got problems?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's a very select... The 25% of the ones that were taken in this particular operation, but overall, I wouldn't say that 25% of the trucks on our roads have problems.
Why not?
As I say, it's a very small snapshot in relation to what occurred in this operation.
How many trucks did you pull over?
All up, there's 113.
And 25% of them had problems?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Sergeant John Sibanga from the Greensboro Highway Patrol.